Well, with a repertoire spanning centuries, continents and genres, amazing telepathy and the ability to draw emotion from every note, Slava and Leonard Gregorian are justifiably regarded as Australia's finest classical guitarists. And recently they've expanded their creative output by crafting and recording the soundtrack to the award-winning movie A Boy Called Sailboat, which is a movie written and developed by Melbourne-based creative team of Cameron Nugent and Andrew Curry. It was filmed in New Mexico and stars Academy Award-winning actor J.K. Simmons. I'm joined now by one of the Gregorian brothers to have a chat. They're actually coming down here to do a live performance of the soundtrack at the Paragon Theatre on 16th of April, so we're looking forward to that. Thank you for joining us on the program today, Leonard.
No worries. Thanks for having me.
Now, obviously, I assume you were given a script before you wrote the soundtrack. What inspired you to write it?
Well, it's actually, funnily enough, the answer to that question is no, we didn't receive a script.
Oh, okay.
But just to give you a sort of a background on this, and yeah, for me, this was a really sort of eye-opening experience, just knowing how films are made. But we got in touch, Andrew Curry, the producer, he got in touch with my brother and me, must have been about 10 years ago or something, and basically, you know, asked, would we like to do this? And you know, there weren't too many details at the time, but
right.
We basically said, yeah, that sounds great. And then, you know, we never heard from him for another year or two.
No, that's often the case, isn't it, that happens like that?
It is. And in the meantime, there was a loose idea for the actual music that they wanted. So Slav and I, on tour, actually, I remember recording some demo tracks for Cameron and Andrew, and, you know, they'd listened to it and they said that sounded great, and then, you know, again, we sort of wouldn't hear from them for about a year, and we'd be always kind of wondering, oh, is this still happening? And then sure enough, you know, after a year or so, we'd hear back and they'd say, yeah, it's all going, it's just, you know, these things, it takes a lot of time with getting, you know, funding together, and just it's a whole other world. So it was very interesting, kind of having a small part in it.
But I guess this, obviously, as most soundtracks do, the soundtrack does affect the movie itself. Can you tell us a little bit how the music evokes the plot and that sort of thing?
Yeah. So again, in reference to your first question, did we get a script? We didn't, and the reason was that the director, he had. There was a very strong sort of idea that he had about the music, and it's kind of, you know, fits in with the storyline of the movie.
Yeah.
But basically, it's the brief that we got initially was they wanted us to choose popular songs, you know, and in the end we went with nursery rhymes and you know, all these sort of familiar melodies that everybody would know, and kind of give it a Latin flavor. So that was basically sort of the brief. So we, Slav and I, we went off and we kind of found songs that we liked and thought it might work in this particular way. Then we went into a recording studio, still not having seen anything. So it was very, when we got into the studio, it was a very organic sort of process of the director would kind of, you know, give us some ideas of what he would want, and then we would record some music, and, you know, it was very, I think it was an unusual way of doing it, but also very kind of collaborative and very organic as well. So in the end, it worked out really well, and also the great thing about Cameron, the director, he always wanted the music to be a real feature in this film.
Yeah.
So the music, we basically just recorded whole tracks in the studio, and then Cameron would he sort of fit it into where it needed to go in the movie. There's quite a lot of sort of atmospheric sort of original material that we also came up with, but kind of the bulk of the music is actually just songs, and you can
right.
sort of, you can listen to them from start to finish.
Yeah, and then I guess the live performance will showcase that. How does this work actually stack up with your all your other works? Is there a similarity there, or is it totally unique?
This is definitely very different. We've never done anything quite like this. Just the whole sort of process and all that sort of stuff. But in saying that, whilst Slav and I were known as classical guitarists, I think being a guitarist, no matter what genre you're in, you're kind of always influenced by many other styles of music. So we've always played other stuff, and we've always improvised. And I think this project, whilst it is kind of different to what we have ever sort of recorded or played live, it still kind of feels like it's within kind of our, musical language, I guess.
Yeah. Well, it's great that you've decided to put on a live performance of the soundtrack here in Queenstown. And I think it would be, it sounds like it's a perfect match for the Paragon Theatre. Have you ever played down here before?
No. Well, that's the really exciting thing as well. We've played all over Tassie, for many, many years, but we've never been to Queenstown. So this is the first time for us, and we're really, really looking forward to it. So no, I don't. The sound of the theatre sounds like it'll be perfect for
yes,
the movie, but I would say so.
So have you had to rearrange the soundtrack for the live performance, or is it pretty much as was recorded?
No, so that was a whole other sort of process when we realised we wanted to try and do this live. That was a kind of complicated sort of thing to get it all together, but no, it's basically as you would hear it in the movie. We're playing it as is, so we're kind of a little bit more technical this time. We've got headphones in one ear, kind of giving us clicks where we need them, and then we're watching a computer screen the whole way through,
okay.
So we can time things with the actual movie too. So it's a bit of a production for us anyway.
Sure. Okay. So you're down here on the 16th of April. What time will it start?
I believe it's 7:30.
Yeah, that sounds about right. And we're actually going to give away some tickets to the event as well. So, so we listen out, listeners, on how you can go about that during the next few days or so. But look, it's going to be fantastic. I think the Paragon Theatre, by the sounds of things, will certainly suit the acoustics. Will suit your soundtrack. So,
we're really looking forward to it. I also should mention that actually. We've got the directors actually travelling around with us as well.
Which is
really great. He's a super super lovely guy, and we're going to be doing some Q&A sort of things, maybe after the show or whatever. So it's always people can ask questions and get a bit more of an insight into how the movie was made. It's very
yeah.
a lot of great stories about it.
That's great, excellent. Well, look, thank you very much, Lennon, for joining us on the program today. We look forward to your performance on the 16th. Thanks once again for sharing your music on the West Coast.
No worries. I'm looking forward to it.
Ian Gregorian joining us from the Gregorian Brothers, who are doing a live performance of their soundtrack to the film called A Boy Called Sailboat at the Paragon Theatre, 16th of April at 7:30 p.m. We're giving away some tickets to that show soon as well, so listen out on how to go about winning yourself or having a chance to win those tickets.